This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your time is 6 o'clock.
Celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's 6:01. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. There's a sense of guarded optimism in the ongoing Doha talks for a ceasefire in the Gaza fighting. BBC correspondent Yolan Nell is in Jerusalem and tells us one reason why.
The Israeli delegation that was sent, the negotiating team, decided to stay overnight despite what they see as some security risk in Doha. They are continuing these talks with US, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators today.
It's the second day of those talks. Hamas is not taking part directly. On the heels of a massive increase in their electric bills in July came another gut punch this week for power customers. Last month, Eversource ratepayers saw the public benefits portion of their bill skyrocket. That added insult to injury after having to fork over additional costs for the COVID moratorium in Millstone. Senate Democratic leader Bob Duff says PURA needs to do right by customers.
You know, this is not a good thing for the people of Connecticut, and the fact that, you know, we need regulators who are going to listen to the citizens and understand and fight for the ratepayers.
House GOP leader Vincent Candelora says when it comes to Millstone, costs have been growing for 2 years.
The reason why that Millstone contract is so much is because they didn't allow them to recover for 2 years. And the reality is, if Millstone shut down, that's 40% of our power.
Right.
And Democrats want to replace 5 cents a kilowatt hour for nuclear. They want to replace it with 15 cents a kilowatt hour for wind.
Republicans have been imploring Governor Lamont to call a special legislative session to deal with the electric cost increases. East Haven police say their officers have been targeted recently.
Our officers are facing a rising number of violent encounters from individuals who are not only targeting them, but also taunting and harassing them on the streets.
Captain Joe Murgo says the latest incident happened early Wednesday morning.
We experienced a particularly alarming incident where a suspect, after locating and following one of our patrol sergeants, deliberately rammed a police cruiser.
The officer injured was not seriously hurt. Murgo says another recent incident saw a person throw feces at a cruiser and taunt the officer. Murgo says the department will not tolerate violence or intimidation against officers. Bristol police are looking for Monica Obenge. She is a 16-year-old who was reported missing Thursday morning. She's 5'3", 120 pounds, and was last seen wearing red shorts. A photo is online at our X for Rolitos Twitter page, at WTIC1080. Call Bristol Police if you know any more. Registration for the 88th running of the Manchester Road Race will start on September 1st. The Manchester Road Race Committee is spreading word of opening day registration in the just over 4.7-mile-long loop course that winds through central Manchester on its streets and then starts and finishes at Main Street in front of St. James Church. The entry fee is $32 for runners who sign up online at before midnight on October 1st. The entry fee increases thereafter to $37 on October 1st and $42 on November 23rd. The website for that registration that you've got to know is www.manchesterroadrace.com. WTIC News Time is 6:04.
If you see me stopped in the McDonald's drive-thru, just staring at the menu with my "what should I order" face, don't interrupt. It's the most important decision I'll make all day.
And what could be better than two of your favorites for $3.99, like the McDouble, McChicken, or six-piece McNuggets? So stop in for twice the delicious. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
I'm Brett Director from Connecticut Lighting Centers. Looking for a new ceiling fan? Connecticut Lighting Centers has you covered. Over 180 ceiling fans on display and hundreds in stock ready to go. Connecticut Lighting Centers with showrooms in Hartford and Southington or online at ctlighting.com featuring Hinkley.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
WTIC News Time is just after 6:06. Police in Los Angeles arrested four suspects in the fatal shooting of General Hospital actor Johnny Wechter. KNX radio reporter Emily Valdez has more.
The LAPD served an early morning search warrant at a home in South LA off 62nd Street and Wilton. There they arrested the four men. Three of them are charged with murder. A fourth man is charged with being an accessory.
I mean, we've been waiting on this day for so long.
I spoke to his friend Micah Parker outside LAPD headquarters.
We want to make sure that it's the shooter. So we're very confident that's who they got.
Wechter was shot to death on the morning of May 25th when he walked upon three men stealing his catalytic converter. I'm Emily Valdez for CBS News Los Angeles.
And coming up this weekend on Spotlight Connecticut, my weekend talk show, Brian and Matt, former Connecticut radio personality Bob DiCarlo remembers his national Billboard Hot 100 top 10 political satire hit called Convention 72, while comparing and contrasting it to today's political environment. The song is in the style of a mock interview that uses excerpts of hit records as comedic responses, also known as a mashup. And I have spent more than a decade trying to get in touch with him to record about the phenomenon that was his hit record. And I'm finally making it happen, which is just ahead of the upcoming DNC. So tomorrow afternoon at 2, I can't miss.
So you were like in high school trying to track this guy down.
Yes, I've been at this for a while.
That's good.
And you part of the problem excited. Is that's a stage name. So I've been trying to, you know, figure, and he's moved across the country. He's been in different places. He's in Florida now. So it's been an effort on my end.
So he's a manhunt.
Witness protection.
Yeah, seriously.
Story there. That's great, Morgan. You're on a little heater. You've got some great shows. It's been great. So we look forward to that 2 o'clock tomorrow right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Let's go over to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandarus and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Shaq. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. And if you are heading into the Hartford area right now, it's Friday morning. It's very quiet. 8491, Route 2, 291, and 384 all moving along very well. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury, no issues, 84 and 80. If you're heading toward New Haven, that's a good ride, 91 and the Parkway. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Well, we do have some areas of fog out there this morning, especially true in some of the river valleys, which is not unusual early in the morning. But a lot of the airports, some of the usual suspects like Windham Airport and Groton and Waterbury, Oxford, they have decent visibility at this time. Robertson Field in Plainville, right around the corner from where 1080's building is located, has 1.5 mile visibility in fog. So you might run into some fog as you're traveling around the state this morning. That'll be burning off, though, and we'll see a fair amount of sunshine today mixing with a few clouds, and there'll be plenty of smoke in the air again. So it'll be kind of a hazy-looking sky. Highs 86 to 91 this afternoon. Moderate humidity. Dew points are in the 60s. Winds are relatively light. There's an outside chance there could be a pop-up shower, thunder shower, in some of the northwest hills of Berkshires later today, but most of us should remain dry. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, areas of fog developing, lows in the 60s, probably start out with some low clouds and areas of fog early Saturday. Then partial sun will try to mix in. Much of the daytime, if not all the daytime, should be dry with highs in the low 80s. There is the chance for a shower or two Saturday night into Sunday. Currently in Hartford, it's 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Men, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to jabraenhance.com/try. That's JABRAenhance.com /try. JobraEnhance.com/try.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nellie's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
UConn fans, when it comes to sports injuries, do you know where the Huskies go?
UConn Health, Connecticut's public academic medical center. Our doctors advance research and train future generations of healthcare experts.
All while offering the latest in injury prevention, treatment, and performance improvement for athletes, for everyone.
When it comes to UConn athletics, our physicians are their physicians and should be your physicians too.
Make their doctors your doctors.
UConn Health. Learn more at health.ucon.edu.
This health fact brought to you by ProHealth Physicians.
Want to help your young athlete play their best? Hi, I'm Madison Fusey, a pediatric nurse practitioner in Madison and Clinton with ProHealth Physicians. Young athletes use more energy, so their bodies need more calories. These extra calories should be rich in nutrients. Vegetables and lean proteins are good choices. Hydration is also key. Not drinking enough water can be dangerous. Dehydration can cause tiredness, muscle cramps, headaches, and dizziness. To stay hydrated, kids should drink water before, during, and after sports or play. Water is usually the best choice. Sports drinks are good for intense exercise that lasts more than an hour. Balanced meals and staying hydrated are essential for young athletes to be on top of their game. Talk to your pediatrician to learn more.
Connect with the trusted local clinician you just heard from ProHealth Physicians. Call 1-855-CTMD-411 to schedule your first visit with them today. Or visit ProHealthMD.com to learn more about their care, expertise, and services.
Looking for the best ways to prepare for retirement? Then be sure to tune in to Johnson Brunetti's Money Wisdom with Eric Hogarth tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
6-16, the Boston Red Sox dropped game one of their four-game set out in Baltimore last night. Final of 5-1. Gunnar Henderson hitting his 31st homer of the year for the Orioles. Nick Pivetta gave up two homers. I mean, this has been a problem, Red Sox pitching, right? They just put
home
it on
runs.
A tee.
Yeah.
Put it on a tee for the batters. It's insane. Cooper Cruzwell tries to do better tonight. 7:05 first pitch from Baltimore. It'll go up against Corbin Burns, who's always tough. You can hear it all right here on WTIC. Yankees off last night. Garrett Cole goes for them tonight up in Detroit. It's a 6:40 start. They'll play tonight and tomorrow in Detroit. Then these two teams will head down to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. They'll play in the Little League World Series ballpark, which is always fun. The Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday and lose the rubber game to the Oakland A's. You can't do that. You can't. They lose 7-6. The Mets stay put at home this weekend. Welcome into Miami Marlins at 7:10 tonight. A cool moment yesterday. The Philadelphia Phillies rookie Weston Wilson becomes the first Philly rookie in history to hit for the cycle. He hit a triple in his first at-bat, got an infield-based hit for the second hit, solo shot in the seventh, and then he came up in the ninth and hit a gapper for the double. Phillies beat the Nationals 13-3 last night as well. The Yard Goats, so hopefully they can figure out the Somerset Patriots tonight. They haven't been able to all week yet. They lose their third straight to the Yankee affiliate, 9-3 final last night. That's a bit of a whooping. They continue this weekend at Duncan Park with Somerset. It's a 7:10 start tonight out there. Football, Patriots fans, Got to see some peak Drake May last night. He went 6 of 11, 47 yards. Also ran in a four-yard score in the second quarter against the Eagles. But the Eagles come back to win late 14-13. The Patriots will finish out their preseason in D.C. against the Commanders next Sunday. Then they open the regular season on the road in Cincinnati on September the 8th. WNBA back to work after the Olympic break. New York Liberty absolutely put it on the L.A. Spark last night, 103-68. The Phoenix Mercury whooped the Chicago Sky, 85-65. And Paige Becker's in the crowd for the Minnesota Lynx, beating the Washington Mystics 79-68. She got a photo with Dorka Juhas as well as Aaliyah Edwards after the game, too. So that was nice. Tonight, Connecticut Sun start their second half in Dallas. That one tips off at 9:30. On the Lynx yesterday out in Memphis, Tennessee, the FedEx St. Jude Championship round number one. Chris Kirk has the lead after the first round, 6 under par. He nailed a hole-in-one on a par 3 14th yesterday.
Nice.
Really sweet shot. But, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele hanging around 4 under par. That's where they like to be right there. And finally, fight weekend. UFC head back to the Perth, Australia for tomorrow night's UFC 305 event. Main event sees Israel Adesanya looking to become the 3-time middleweight champ as he goes up against current champ Dricus du Plessis. This is a low-key, pretty great card. Kaikar of France fights. Also, Dan Hooker back after a 2-year layoff. Big heavyweight bout as well between Yarzino Rosenstruck and Australia's own Tai Tuivasa. Brian, you love Tai Tuivasa because
he's one of my favorites.
He does those shoeies after he wins. He pours a beer in somebody's shoe and then chugs it.
That is gross.
He just grabs a random fan's shoe, too, which is
That is gross. Ugh. That's churning in my stomach as I speak.
Main card starts at 10 o'clock, of course, on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. 6:19, send over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. See what's going on with Mark Christopher.
All right, thank you very much, Matt, and good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. And really, there's not a whole lot going on the roads right now. It is a very easy ride. This traffic report being brought to you by W.I. Clark Company, and if you're heading into Hartford, both sides of 84 looking good. Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and southbound, no issues. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks, 291, 384. That moves well east of the river. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford, quiet. Middletown, Waterbury looks good. 84 and 8, 91 in the Parkway moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
W.I. Clark. Call us or find us online at WIClark.com.
W.I. Clark provides superior equipment, parts, and service to the construction and landscape industry across Connecticut. We represent great brands like John Deere, Wirtgen, and Leboy, and our employees have been the key ingredient behind our success since 1925. Online at WIClark.com.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
We're hot there, Sebi. We're live on the radio. By the way, just quickly on the forecast, tonight's going to be partly to mostly cloudy. Today is going to be sun mixing with clouds and smoke, 86 to 91. It's going to stay warm. Go to the yard goes tonight. I mean, I think I'm going to go. It's just one of those last gasps of warm evenings. It's going to be great. And the weekend looks pretty good, but I want to save time for Sebi Malili. Is that right?
It's Milardo, but yeah.
Milardo?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go with Milardo's then? Why'd you go with Malili?
Malili's the town I was born in, Sicily.
Oh, you were born in Italy?
Yes.
When did you come over?
1970.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 10 years old.
Why did your folks come? Because that's late for emigration from Italy, right? I mean, a lot of people came much, much sooner.
Yeah, my mother's family was here. They came in first, and then I guess they wanted to come over, so we came over and started a new life here, you know.
You still fluent in Italian?
Oh, yeah, I could speak it, I could write it. I went to school there till fourth grade.
That's incredible. Well, this place is great, and your business journey, I mean, this is a family-run business, your daughters.
Yeah, my daughters, my wife.
And of course, you have Josephine's here this morning.
Yes.
And the place is great. Now, just tell me just quickly, like, how is business? I mean, it's been an interesting ride, although pizza was good in the pandemic, right? I mean, that kept you floating.
Yes. The takeout kept us going. You know, when they closed the dine-in, we couldn't, that was not good, but the takeout kept us going. And we're still surviving with that, and You know, we got good food. That's why mainly, you know, we stay afloat. We have a lot of people to support us. Portland is great. Middletown always comes over and supports us. Cromwell, too. So, yeah.
Couple quick things. You know, you've had three different locations, right? You were in Middletown, then went to Cromwell, and then you're here in Portland.
Right.
Just explain to me why you, because that's not easy for a business to do that either and still thrive like that. Is it because you kept growing or you were looking for the better location? Like, what was the thought behind it?
When I was in Middletown, it was more of a bakery. It was not a lot of food. So, you know, we got into a little bit of food business. When I went to Cromwell, I started breakfast, you know, we did lunch, and then we grew into doing it nighttime. We opened up for dinners, but it was just too small. It was like 1,200 square feet, and we had a lot of catering. People wanted catering, so we needed a bigger location. So we came to this opportunity, came here to, you know, come to Portland, and we took it. This is a lot bigger. We do a lot of catering out of here, and I was able to do, all three things. Breakfast.
So you still have a catering business too?
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah,
wow.
We do a lot of catering. Yeah.
So we're talking with Sebi, and Sebi is short for what?
Sebastiano.
It's a great name, Sebastiano Milardo.
Yes.
Don't break my legs.
No.
At Melilli's, you know, I love family businesses and small businesses, but I think about the challenges, like. A lot of places are like, they'll do their cafes, they'll do breakfast and lunch, close at 2:30.
Right.
A lot of places, pizza places, sub shops, they'll open up at 10:30, you know, close it at 8:30. You do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That feels kind of brutal. Like, that's a long day. That's two shifts, right? Or three shifts? What are you talking about from staffing?
It's definitely two shifts. But it's just a lot of hours. I put in about... I would say probably 16, 17 hours a day, because we also do all our breads here. So I have, you know, we start up around 4:30 to cook all the breads that we do here. We do our own Italian bread, grinder rolls, hard rolls.
You make all that in-house?
In-house, yeah, every
Get
day.
Out.
We do it every day. We do our own pastries here, and this is done every day. You know.
That's incredible. So, obviously, if it's your business, the more you work, you're sort of paying yourself anyway. So it's like free labor for the business, right, if you look at it that way. But that's still an incredible way to live your life, although you're here with your kids and your wife, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what moves? Like, what sells the most here?
Breakfast is good. We do a lot of pizzas, grinders. That's more, more of our specialty stuff. But we do breakfasts.
Like what? Give me two or three things. Like out of everything on the menu, you know, whether it's the so-and-so pizza or the corned beef hash or whatever, the pink. What? Give me two or three. Someone's going to come down here. Well, you got one shot for them. What are they going to get?
Well, our pancakes are real... Real big. We have just one pancake or a double pancake or a triple stack pancake. They're really humongous. All our breakfast is good. Specialty pizzas, we do a Sicilian pizza, which that's what we grew up with my grandmother and my mother. It's a Sicilian pizza. It's a white pizza with parsley, sun-dried tomato.
Mm.
And that's called Cuduruni, but and not too many places do that, and we have that every day. We have the thick Sicilian pizzas. We also got a lot of specialty pizzas. We do a 18-inch round, large, like New York style pizza, which is great. And we have specialty grinders too. Our grinders are 16-inch grinders or 18-inch or 8-inch grinders. And there's just specialty stuff. We have the Steph's favorite, all that. It's really...
I'm stunned by all the bread is your own. That's very rare in this day and age, even for family-run business. We're talking with Sebi Milardo at Melilli's in Main Street in Portland. Come down and have some breakfast. I'm trying to figure out if I want to go corned beef hash or the big breakfast that includes the pancake, because if the pancakes are signature, then I gotta get it. I want to ask you, how about cost? I mean, have they come down? Yeah, I always like to take sort of a temperature check because all the politicians talk about inflation, but you're the one who knows it and feels it. They don't. You think that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are going to the market? Because they're not. So you tell me, what's going on?
Well, it's unfortunately the price of food is going up so high that it just makes it tough, and you can't really.
It hasn't come down at all.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No, it's going up, especially, you know, imported stuff is going up like crazy. But you need to, I don't know if they really know how hard it is to keep a business going. It's hard to find staff.
Right.
So this is why, you know, that's what makes it even harder. But the food cost is crazy. They got to try to do something because a lot of through the years of been doing this for 28 years, I have a lot of friends that close businesses because they just can't afford it. You know. A
couple things real quickly. You're opening up something in Middletown too, which I love the concept of. So just when is it going to open and what is it?
We're about 3 weeks away from opening Novella's and Melilli's on 871 Newfield Street. It's going to be an imported Italian market. We're going to be bringing in pizzas, grinder. So
in terms of like Italian specialties, terms of meats and prosciutto and stuff like that.
Right, we're going to be having a coca station. We're going to be doing our own sausage, hamburger, and all that. We're going to have a meat counter. We're going to have 8 cases of product to grab and go. And we're going to have all our specialty pizzas, grinder shops. We're going to be doing breakfast sandwiches in the morning. So we got a lot going on. But the specialty Italian market, there is none around. It's something really to see. Special cheeses, special.
Brings you back to the old days a little bit, right?
It is. We took a tour to Bronx in New York for a Little Italy, and it's just going to be something like that, but even better.
Awesome. You know? Hey, what do you love about Portland?
The people in Portland have been very, very supportive since I came here 11 years ago. A bunch of great people that support you, And you know, the town is great. The people are great. The town is great. Ryan right now is a great first selectman. So I have nothing bad to say about Portland.
He says that the cops in Portland and Middletown all come in here, so you must know what everything's going on. You must know what's going on. Well, Sevy, thanks for having us here. We're so happy to be here, and I can't wait to eat. And so come down to Malilly's on Main Street right here in Portland. He's got to get back to the kitchen. Right now, let's go over to Bob Cox.
Right. Thank you, everybody.
Brian, we're going to have sunshine mixing with clouds and a lot of smoke in the air again today. Highs 86 to 91 with moderate humidity. Currently 66 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning. It is just after 6:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Republicans are calling for a special legislative session to tackle soaring electric bills. A rate increase this week to go toward EV charging station power grid updates added insult to injury over increased July moratorium and millstone payments, said Majority Leader Bob Duff.
We did send a letter in advance of their vote and asked them to delay this indefinitely. They ignored us. So we're going to have to kind of figure out our next steps here.
House Republican Leader Vin Candelora says PURA is leaving a lot to be desired and should be rethought.
PURA has really been mismanaged for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You know, those commissioners right now, their terms have not been renewed. So they are serving at the pleasure of the governor. So if they think that they could be fired at any day, how autonomous do you think they are?
Governor Lamont has suggested that he'd consider a special session if a clear path to cutting down the costs was on the table. International diplomacy to prevent the war in Gaza from spreading into a regional conflict is intensifying. The British and French foreign ministers are making a joint trip to Israel today to push for peace. Meanwhile, internationally mediated ceasefire talks in Qatar are expected to continue into the second day. The latest push for an end to the Israel-Hamas war, or a pause in it, came as Gaza health authorities say the Palestinian death toll in Gaza has climbed past 40,000, and fears are still high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon would attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. East Haven police believe that young people are involved in a series of threatening incidents targeting their officers. Police Captain Joe Murgo.
Over the past few months and across several jurisdictions, we have seen an increase in individuals who are actively seeking out our officers, engaging in threatening behavior, and attempting to provoke violent encounters.
In one case this week, a police cruiser was rammed, and another, feces thrown at a cruiser, apparently to provoke a confrontation. No arrests have been made in either case. Police are asking parents and guardians to engage with their children to figure out what they're doing after hours. Connecticut's Department of Labor releases its July jobs report. Director of Research, Patrick Flaherty.
Connecticut payroll jobs increased by 700 jobs in July, with the private sector up by 1,900 jobs. The unemployment rate fell 0.3 percentage points to 3.6%.
All other job sectors, meaning miscellaneous businesses from auto repair shops to hair salons, added most of the jobs. Labor Commissioner Dante Bartolomeo says that the data suggests a strong economy. Federal prosecutors are charging a Groton man with child exploitation offenses. A state probation officer found 21-year-old Ryan Cameron was in possession of child pornography on a cell phone. That's in addition to not being allowed to have a cell phone as part of his probation deal, stemming from a 2023 conviction over the dissemination of intimate images of a 15-year-old girl. He's charged with receipt and distribution, soliciting and possession of child pornography. Cameron faces up to 20 years in prison at sentencing. WTIC News time is 6:34.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Don't miss this, the August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
WTIC News Time is 6:36. Former President Donald Trump held a news conference at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, Thursday. Correspondent Stacey Lynn with a recap on it.
The former president criticized the Biden-Harris administration on things like the economy.
When I left office, I handed Kamala and crooked Joe Biden a surging economy with no inflation.
Immigration.
She allowed at least 20 million people to invade our country, and she wants to give them all citizenship.
He called Harris's VP running mate choice.
Surprising pick to me. I was shocked.
And also had some choice words for some of her supporters.
They're stupid people, but they're wealthy people.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
And how much is too much coffee?
Good to the last drop.
Maxwell House is always good. Try some yourself.
Brian and Matt, there's a warning out for coffee addicts that too much caffeine can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. A report presented at the American College of Cardiology finds drinking over 400 milligrams of caffeine could increase your blood pressure and heart rate. That adds up to be about 4 cups of coffee, 10 cans of soda, or 2 energy drinks in a day.
That's insane, though. Oh. I mean, I've had basically the equivalent of a cup of coffee today. But those, I mean, I'm not against the companies, but like Celsius is like 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
And I take 2 sips of that and I'm bouncing off the ceiling. But who's drinking 400 milligrams a day? Are there a lot of people out here?
John Daly.
Who?
John Daly.
He's smoking
10 sodas. He runs through like 20 Diet Cokes by the ninth hole.
Right. And then he's doing rum and Diet Cokes at the 19th. Yeah. And then it's just start the cycle all over again the next day.
By the way, Morgan, I can't wait for Monday when you say that Post Malone has knocked out Taylor Swift at the top of the
I want to talk about this. Did he do it as a news story? Because I was talking to the gentleman from the Historical Society.
I'm listening to the new Post Malone album.
It's good.
It's
he got a standing ovation at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's awesome. He has Dolly Parton, Hank Williams, Blake Shelton. Everybody's on this album. It's so good.
And it's interesting that they're embracing him, because I don't know what his past is, but you know, I think a lot of country music people are like, they're trying to get into the genre because it's the only one that's growing, right? I mean, it's a massively...
Yeah, they're the only ones who sell full albums still, too. Like, it's...
Right, but I guess, you know, I thought maybe they'd be, like, he's like a carpetbagger or something, and they're really embracing him. And the thing that I love about it, we can get into it later, Mark Christopher, the Brian Pendiers and Scott Traffic Center, is that it's music. It's music.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the stories are narratives and songs, and he's good. And so I think I'm all for it.
Anyway, I respect him a lot because he can do a lot of different genres. I mean, how many people can do, you know, top 40 R&B country? I mean, this guy is multi-genre, and it's all really good stuff.
Yeah,
White Iverson.
Agreed.
There you go. Hey, guys, if you're heading into Hartford right now, very quiet on the front. If you're heading into Hartford, we are coming to you from the Brown Panderis and Scott Traffic Center, 8491, Route 2, 291, 384, all moving very well. Quiet in Middletown. If you're going over to Portland to see Brian this morning, no problems on 9 and 66 getting over to Portland. If you're heading to Waterbury, that's okay. 84 to 891 in the Parkway, moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, if you were planning a trip to Bermuda this weekend, I guess that's what trip insurance is for. We've got a hurricane warning up for the island of Bermuda. Hurricane Ernesto, at last check, was located 320 miles south-southwest of Bermuda, packing sustained winds up to 100 miles per hour, Category 2 hurricane. If it gains 11 miles per hour in maximum sustained wind speed, that would push it into a Category 3. And it's moving toward the north-northeast at 13 miles per hour. It's still expected to pass very close to the island of Bermuda by later tonight into Saturday, and conditions will be deteriorating on the island as we go through the day today. Around here, we've still got an area of low pressure over the Canadian Maritimes, which has been producing a northerly flow aloft, sending our air down from eastern Canada. And unfortunately, there's been a ton of wildfire smoke in eastern Canada the last few days, so that has been moving down into New England in that northerly flow. We actually have widespread air quality alerts in New England today. At this point, not for Connecticut, but much western Mass and up into Vermont under air quality alerts for the high level of particulates due to that wildfire smoke. Aside from that, we have had some areas of fog out there this morning in parts of the state. That will continue to burn off this morning. Otherwise, it's filtered sun with quite a bit of smoke still in the air and a few clouds mixing in. Highs today, 86 to 91. Moderate humidity, dew points in the 60s, and relatively light wind most of the day. I think most of us will stay dry today, too, but there's a small chance, maybe on the order of 20%, that a shower, a thunder shower, could pop up in the Berkshires or maybe a few of the northern hills. But that would probably be the exception, not the rule, this afternoon or evening. Tonight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, areas of fog forming, lows in the 60s. Probably starting out kind of gray Saturday with low clouds and areas of fog. Partial sun will try to mix in during the day, and we should get through most of, if not the entire daylight hours tomorrow, dry with highs in the low 80s. We do pick up the chance for a shower or two Saturday night into Sunday, although I don't think it's going to be a washout by any stretch. Patchy fog around Saturday night, too, lows in the 60s. You might even see some breaks of sun in the mix again Sunday, but a shower or two around with highs in the low 80s. Looks like it gets wetter Sunday night to Monday, more widespread areas of rain and showers, possible thunder, high near 80 degrees. A couple lingering showers into portions of Tuesday with highs in the 70s. Right now, Wednesday looks partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 70s. Currently, it's 64 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go. So I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partnered with Beacon. With their unique Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through September 15th, purchase GAF through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home, all done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge.
Oh, you people are wonderful.
Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection. From the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso. 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
From inflation to worker shortages, America's small businesses are met with challenge after challenge. Now, a massive tax increase on small businesses is right around the corner. This will impact 9 out of 10 small businesses and lead to job losses, reduced wages, and an economic slowdown. Visit smallbusinessdeduction.com and tell Congress to stop the small business tax hike. Paid for by the National Federation of Independent Business.
The 20 pounds summer slim down with Awaken 180 weight loss. Drop 20 pounds before summer ends and cruise into fall with a new routine of better health. Do what I did and find your results with the solution for weight loss at awaken180weightloss.com.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
The Red Sox go down to the Baltimore Orioles last night, final of 5-1. Cooper Cruz will try it tonight for the Sox. Game 2 of 4 against the Orioles in Baltimore. That's face Corbin Burnes tonight here on WTIC. 7:05 first pitch out there. The Yankees off last night. Gerrit Cole goes for them tonight up in Detroit. 6:40 start. Remember, they play tonight and tomorrow up in Detroit against the Tigers. Then these two teams will go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for Sunday Night Baseball as they play in the Little League World Series ballpark, which is always fun to watch, and the ball travels out of there pretty fast. The Mets squandered a 6-4 lead yesterday. They lose a rubber game to the Oakland A's at Citi Field. Final of 7-6. 7-10 start tonight as the Mets welcome in the Miami Marlins. The Yardgoats still searching for a win against the Somerset Patriots. They lost their third straight to the Yankee affiliate last night, 9-3. The final will go again tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday out at Duncan Park. Plenty of chances to see, of course, the Yardgoats play the Somerset Patriots. 7-10 start tonight out at the Dunk. The Patriots go down to the Eagles, 14-13. They have one more preseason game out in D.C. against the Commanders next Sunday. Then they'll open up the regular season on the road against Cincinnati on September 8th. Finally, Brian, despite what the Democratic Party may say, there may be nothing more weird what I'm about to tell you, okay? Nicolas Cage is set to play legendary football coach and broadcaster John Madden in an upcoming movie about the life and career of Madden. But the main focus will reportedly be on the development of the Madden video game franchise. I had no hope for this until I heard who was directing it. David O. Russell, who did Silver Linings Playbook and The Fighter, will be directing this. And it looks like it's set to be on Amazon. No release date as of yet. But, I mean, this could be... It's kind of a weird selection. I guess Will Ferrell was like in the running to play him, and then Tom Hanks also reportedly shown interest in portraying former Raiders owner Al Davis. But I mean, this is kind of weird. But I mean,
David O. Russell, who went to Amherst College, actually is very talented. But George Clooney would say he hates him with all his passion.
Oh yeah,
they did Three Kings together, which is a great movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah,
said he was really difficult to. And I have a good David O. Russell audition story for you later.
Cage. I mean, you seen Long Legs yet?
No,
I've got my long legs on today.
All right, we have a guest here. We got to go. Quickly, Mark Chris from the Brown Pendiers and Sky Traffic Center. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian, and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading toward Hartford right now, very good ride. Both sides of 84, okay, Farmington to Vernon, 91 north and southbound, okay, between Cromwell and Windsor Locks. 291, 384, that looks good east of the river. 2 westbound, moving well, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Middletown, okay, both sides of Route 9 and Route 66. If you're heading over to see Brian this morning, heading into Portland, that's a good ride. Quiet Waterbury, 84 to 91 in the park, we're moving well, heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Some patchy low clouds and fog in parts of the state this morning. Otherwise, we'll see filtered sun mixing with clouds today. Highs 86 to 91, moderate humidity, light wind. Partly to mostly cloudy, areas of fog tonight, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow looks generally dry, low clouds and fog early, some partial sun mixing in during the day, highs low 80s. Right now it's 64 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We're here at Malilly's in Portland, right up. Come visit and say hello. And one of the great things we love about darting across Connecticut is we get to learn about the history of the towns that we visit. And, you know, obviously so many places in Connecticut are steeped in history. And it seems along this river, especially, there's a lot of history. And we're glad to bring in Bob McDougall, who is the museum director with the Portland Historical Society. Is that the proper way to say it? Because, you know, as you told me before, when someone, there was a bequest of a home, that the Historical Society predates the museum. Is that the way to put it?
Correct.
So I have so many questions. I guess, you know, let's start generally. Like, what if no one, if people know nothing about Portland, what would be the first thing you would talk about?
Well, the first thing we learn here in town about Portland comes in our third grade curriculum. It's where it's located, and we're in the big bend of the Connecticut River. So on a map, if all you have are the geographic,
you can find it.
Yep, you just look for the big bend in the river, and that's where Portland is.
You know, I did. You know, in just looking into the town, there are two things that pop out. You know, it again, it's not like a Wethersfield, Windsor, 1633. It was part of Middletown, and then sort of branched out. But you see quarries, and you see shipbuilding. And I want to start with the stone. Like, how do you know, was it the Native Americans who knew that was here? Like, how did the settlers find out that there's this rich deposit of brownstone?
Well, that comes back to being right next to the river. That's how they first arrived here, was coming up the river, and there were these cliffs overhanging the river of stone. The neat thing about brownstone is it's sedimentary, so it's in layers, so it breaks off in building block shapes. So they're coming up the river, and they see these building blocks on the shore. And so they pulled over and decided to see what they could do with it.
And, I mean, this brownstone was used, like, tell me, like, because I think of brownstone, I just think of, oh, so-and-so bought a three-story brownstone on Marlborough Street in Boston or what have you.
Well, our first settler in 1692 was James Stancliffe. In his profession, he was a stone cutter, but he did headstones. That was the big demand for stone in the very early days.
A lot of people were dying.
There are a lot of cemeteries filled with brownstone headstones. Yeah. You'll see that, too. Then eventually they moved into, again, they were using the freestone, they called it freestone. We have a street in Portland here called Freestone Avenue, and it was named because the stone was free from the ground, not so that it was free from cost. because even in the earliest deeds of the town, there was a couple cent per ton charge for using the stone. Huh. So they realized it had value and attached that to it right away.
I mean, they didn't have to, like, drill and stuff. They just, it was loose and they could just pull it out.
Yeah, because of the New England climate with the frost heaves, it broke the stone up. As the water would get into the cracks, it would expand and break it out. So, like I said, it was almost like building blocks.
And it's funny because, you know, I went to Amherst College, which is a rival of Wesleyan, and you see all the NESCAC, the New England Small College, you know, schools like your Bowdoin, Colby's. It's a lot of brick-based architecture, but Wesleyan is brownstone, and that's because of Middletown's proximity to the Portland quarries, right?
Right. We used to be part of Middletown, and when the quarry owners and the economic engine on this side of the river got big enough and we wanted to separate, they said, okay, you can have your own town, but we want to reserve enough stone to build a university over here. So there was actually a deal brokered to retain use of that stone to finish that project.
So we're talking with Bob McDougall, who's the museum director with the Portland Historical Society here on Bryan and Company. So the first settler, you said, was the late
1692.
Okay. And then who came here? Like, who settled here?
Again, primarily were the English, most of them from Middletown. Originally, Portland was just grazing ground for the Middletown people. Again, there was no bridge, so they'd ferry their cattle across. There were Indians already here. We have Indian Hill Avenue up near the Gildersleeve section where the shipyards are. And there was actually a formal Indian reservation on the north end of the town.
When did they build a bridge?
There were two bridges. The first one was 1895. That was the first highway bridge. The first railroad bridge.
So that's like 100 years after settling.
Yeah, the first railroad bridge came 10 years before that. So 1885 was the railroad. 1895 was the first highway bridge, which was a low bridge at the same level as the railroad bridge that got taken out by the flood. Then 1938, they put in the Arrigoni Bridge, which is much higher.
Right. And before that, they were still ferrying across. So in the late 1800s, they were still ferrying across.
Right.
Wow, that's really, I hadn't thought about that. Quickly tell me about the shipbuilding history here, because this goes back to the Revolutionary War, right?
Yeah, and before. Again, because we're on the river, that's how everybody got here. Nobody came in on the highway. So because of our proximity to the river, and there's a lot of very low land up in the Gildersleeve section of town, it was easy to build large boats and slide them into the water there. There were 8 or 9 shipyards all established in that area. Eventually, a gentleman named Sylvester Gildersleeve started buying up the shipyards and eventually formed Gildersleeve and Company Shipbuilding, and they built over 200 ships in the 100 years that they were in business.
Now tell me, your backstory is phenomenal, because you've been involved with the Historical Society since, I won't even say well before you could drive, you weren't even in middle school, right? I mean, talk about your connection to this whole thing.
I was born and raised in Portland, and when I was in fifth grade, my mom used to read highlights out of the newspaper and said, oh, there's going to be a meeting of people who want to form a historical society. I said, oh, it sounded interesting. I was just in fifth grade. My dad said, oh, you want to go? So we went down to the building right across the street here, the old Buck Library, and we went to the first formative meeting back in 1973, and we paid our dues that night and became charter members, and I've been involved more or less ever since.
It's incredible. You know, where we are at Melilly's, and people should come down and say hello and get some coffee and say hello. They call it an arch. Those things that pull the stone out, they were led by oxen. They're huge.
Right.
They're really, really big, and I had no idea, and it's cool that that got restored. And I'm also curious, is there anything you know about the bank building? Because I know it's like for sale. It's like an old bank, but there's no real history to that. It's just an old bank.
It was originally Freestone Savings Bank, I believe. The real history is at the Liberty Bank just farther down. It's the Joseph Hall House, and it's completely a brownstone building. One of the neat features of Portland when you come into town, if you notice on the left side of the street where we're sitting, there are a lot of smaller merchant-type buildings on the other side of the street.
It's like bigger stone.
Yeah. On the other side of the street are all the large properties, which were the quarry owners, the shipbuilding owners. So you had the whole economy. You had your workers on one side of the street, and you had your upper class
so
on the other side of the street.
The grander buildings are on that side.
Yep. There are still tenement houses here that the quarry workers lived in. And
Just real quick, we only have a few seconds. Yep. We're talking with Bob McDougall, the museum director with the Portland Historical Society. What do you love about Portland?
The diversity of the history. There are so many different aspects. There are three basic legs to the economy. There was the brownstone quarries, there was the shipbuilding, and then there was agriculture. We had a huge shade-grown tobacco industry here. Most of my generation worked the tobacco fields in high school. That was the big employer.
With the machetes and the hacking, the harvest is hard work.
Yeah, well, shade grown's a little bit different because they don't take the whole plant out at once. They start at the bottom as the leaves get big, and they take those off, and then they go around week after week working up the plant, taking just the leaves off. Shade grown tobacco is the wrapper tobacco for cigars.
Got it.
Where the broadleaf tobacco that's grown without the nets is the filler tobacco that goes inside.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.